Sagt der Heilige Mischle weiter, Masech des Erech in Perik Tess, Mishne Dalid. Alright, so what happens if those 12 months pass and he didn't redeem it? Sagt der Heilige Mischle, Gia Yoim, Shnei Masr Chodesh. 12 months came and went. It's the final day of the 12th month. The day is over. The house was not redeemed. Sagt der Mischle, Haya Chalut Loi. That's it. It now belongs to the buyer. If Reuven sold it to Shimon, it belongs to Shimon. Even when Yovel comes, the house does not go back to Reuven. Pasuk says so beferish. Vayter zok the Mishnah echad halakeach. This halacha is negayah to someone who buys a house. The echad shenitin loy matana, and it applies also to someone who is given the house as a matana, as a gift. That's it. 1 year. The year is over. It belongs either to the buyer or the one who got the house as a gift. Shenema, because the pasuk says latzmisus. If you sell a house in a walled city and 12 months pass, the pasuk says v'kam habayis asher bi'ir. The pasuk goes on to say latzmisus lakayin oisit. Smisus means indefinitely, no deadline. Vayter zakt the Mishnah. Let's say Reuven sells Shimon a house. Shimon says, I'm not so secure with this house. If Reuven wants to come and buy it back within 12 months, I have to give it to him. So Shimon, the buyer, would go into hiding. B'rishayin at first, haya nitman yoyim shnei masar chaydish. When it came that final day of the 12th month, and Reuven finally got the money, and he came running, Shimon, where are you? Where are you? No one knows where Shimon is. You know why? Because he doesn't want anyone to know where he is. And the reason he didn't want anyone to know where he is was so that sheyehei chalut lo. So the house should become his forever. So in order to avoid this, Hiskin Hil Hazak and Hil Hazak made a takana. Sheicholish esmeis, if he could like deposit his money balishka, in a special room in the Beis Hamikdash. And we're going to say, Reb Shimon, it doesn't help that you're hiding. It's as if you have the money. It was deposited in your name. How do I get into the house if Shimon is not here? Reb Reuven, you know what the halacha is? You deposited the money. You did it before the 12 months were over, even on the last day. Then the seller could then break down the door of the house that used to belong to him and go in, and that's it. You know, set your Shabbos table there. When does Shimon get his money from the Lishka? Whenever he wants. Amos says, whenever the buyer wants to, he can come to the special Lishka in the Beis Hamikdash and say, hello, I'm the buyer. I tried to hide, but I guess it didn't help. No, it didn't. The money is here. It was deposited here before the 12 months are over. Take back your money, and the house is not yours. Okay. So the Mishnah told us, end of the 12 months, and it was not redeemed. Whenever the deadline is, exactly, which is 12 months. We learned in the previous Mishnah, Ibra Yar, it's an extra month. Going to Rebbe next a couple of days. But whenever the deadline is, more or less when the 12 months are over, that's it. Now belongs to the buyer, and you can't force it back. Makes no difference whether the person bought it or even if he got it as a gift. Same halacha. The one who gifted it has 12 months. That's learned from the pasuk latzmisus. So the Gemara darshins, it could have said latzemus. That would also mean permanently. Latzmisus, that comes to teach us, even if the house was given as a gift, it has the same halacha. So first, the Shimons in our mashal, if your name is Shimon, we don't mean you, when it came toward the end of the 12 months, they disappeared from the scene. And Reuven's desperately trying to find him to give him the money. But he can't find him because Shimon is hiding. So Hil Hazak made a takana. It's okay, Reuven, you don't have to find Shimon. It's not going to help him to hide. Deposit the money in a special room in the Beis Hamikdash. And even if Shimon is not around, break down the door and take back your house. Whenever Shimon wants, he can come and take his money.